I had wanted to do commentary for a long time. I think I originally talked to Dave Prazak about trying it like maybe 2 years ago or so. So I was a little nervous at first. I wasn't really sure how it was going to go. But luckily it went fairly well. It took a little bit, but it was a fairly natural transition for me. So that was good. And, I'm excited to do more commentary and to try to get some more experience doing that. And I'm also doing commentary a little bit down in Texas for Anarchy Championship Wrestling. So, I'm having fun sort of, getting experience in another part of the wrestling business.
And how did it come about as far as the Shimmer commentary is concerned? How did the whole situation come about with you replacing Danger for those shows? Was it just felt that a change was required, or was it a case of Danger not being available for those shows? What happened exactly?
I'm not entirely sure. All I had said was that I would like the opportunity to do it. So I guess when that opportunity came available for me, I got the chance to give it a try. So I'm not entirely sure why Alice in Danger was no longer doing commentary, but I'm glad I got the chance to try it out.
Well, let you get your own back in her after all the various commentary quips she made about you in the past.
Right, like that was just unnecessary.
Exactly. So now you get to show the world your point of view and put over the ninja awesomeness.
Yes, and my point of view is much better than Alice in Danger's as it is. So that obviously has a lot to do with this commentary success. I'm looking forward one day to getting the opportunity to do commentary on one of Alice in Danger's matches, but I've obviously been busy wrestling in those matches lately. So we'll see how that goes when the time comes.
And how many shows had you commentated on before you went in and did the Shimmer ones?
One. The day before, actually.
So pretty much the extent of us hearing what we got of you on Shimmer was essentially what, a weekend perhaps?
Yes.
So by that scheme, if you're so good at doing commentary after, let's say, 2 days, it must have took you, what, maybe 2 or 3 weeks to learn how to wrestle?
Yeah, that's about right. I pretty much came out of the womb able to wrestle again. It's pretty much what happened.